Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The earth looks like the size of the thumb beside this paper compared to our sun. Or much smaller. Much smaller. And that's just one of the billions and billions of stars that have planets rotating around them.
Yes.
The power to keep those suns burning. The power of gravity. All of that is sustained by the words that He spoke. When He said, light be, that word is still sustaining the universe. And when He created everything that's mentioned in Genesis, how great He must be. The Creator has to be bigger and greater than the creation.
Yes.
Came out of Him.
Yes.
How big He has to be. And Jesus is the radiance of His glory. He is the exact expression of His nature. He sustains all things by His powerful word. Everything was made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. After making purification for our sins, He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. How did He do it, saints? How did He make purification for our sins? With His blood. With the precious blood of the Lamb. Now you're in Hebrews. Go with me over. Let's see. The 9th chapter. Oh, thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you for the blood. 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 If you want to get more on this, we got through reading in the 1st chapter of Hebrews. Now we're reading in the 9th. We're going to read in the 10th. If you want to get more out of this, read Hebrews slowly, carefully. He keeps referring to the tabernacle and the blood and telling us that that is a type and shadow of the actual things that are in heaven and how the high priest took the blood of animals and atoned. That's not what we have today. I know a lot of people think so, but that has to do with covering. Sins being covered. And then next year they had to be covered again. Our sins are not covered. I said our sins are not covered. Our sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. It was not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to give eternal life. That eternal life was not in those animals. But it was in Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what was paid for us. Hebrews 9, that's what it says. 9:11, Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not with hands, that is to say, not of this building. The tabernacle and the place of washing and the place of incense and the place where the showbread was and the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant and the cherubim and where the blood is placed, all of that is an exact representation of what exists actually in heaven. The real thing. And the Master, when He died, entered in to heaven itself. The Holy of Holies, not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with His own blood. Oh, somebody say, I believe it. Jesus, upon His death, went into heaven with His blood and placed it on the mercy seat. And it was accepted of the Creator as the price to redeem us. And it will be there forever. The blood, we sing about it. The blood will never lose its power. Never. Never. It is the power of resurrection life. It is the power of everlasting, eternal Zoe life of God Himself. It's God's own life.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
It is precious beyond description. But He paid it for us. And that brings our value up to the value of what was given for us. The more we see the value of the blood, the more we see our own value. The less you value the blood, the less you can have a sense of value and worth. Go to the 10th chapter, please, of Hebrews. Chapter 10 and 26. Now, we need a little background. One of the things that the Spirit of God was speaking to the Christians in this, that this letter and writing is addressed to, because of persecution and pressure, some of them were backing off their stand in Christianity. People that had received Jesus and confessed Him as Lord were backing off. You know, so people were being killed for their faith, right and left. And the pressure was tremendous. And so some people were actually disavowing Jesus in public to be spared from the persecution and even death, and saying, I don't believe in Jesus. I'm not one of those. And the Spirit of God describes to them the seriousness of what is happening here. He said, if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. If you reject the blood of the Lamb, there is no other sacrifice. There is no other source of eternal life. Verse 27, the only thing that remains if you do that is a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. This is being lost. Keep reading. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. This is the first covenant that was established with animal blood. It was serious. But of how much sorer punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foot the Son of God and counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that said, vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense, says the Lord, and again the Lord will judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. What we're talking about right now is as serious as it gets. And it, you could call it, 1 John refers to, the sin unto death.
It is.
Yes.
What is the sin unto death? I know I had a fellow that was flying with me one time, a contract pilot, and we were at a certain place, and I could tell he was uncomfortable being in the services and being around some of these things. And I just knew in my spirit why. It's because he had some things in his life that wasn't right. And we're in an elevator going back to the room after a situation, and just came up in my spirit. I looked at him. I said, you know, I said, nobody's in hell for smoking or drinking or doing drugs or having affairs or stealing or killing. His mouth fell open. He was just shocked. And that's why I said it. I said, no, nobody's in hell because of that. People think that's it. You know why people wind up in hell? Because they despised the precious blood of the Lamb. And the world is full of people today. I mean, it's all over TV. It's all over media. Blaspheming Jesus. Mocking Him. Making fun. They don't know how serious a situation they're in. I don't care who you are. When you breathe your last breath and you slip out of here into eternity, you're going to want to be saved. You're going to not want to die. When I say die, there's a death beyond physical death. It's called the second death. And it is total separation from eternal life, the life as God has it. And there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. And there is no other blood found anywhere in the universe that has the life of God that can cleanse and wash away sin. How many think the blood should be exalted? Is that right? The master, the life that's in that blood should be reverenced. Jesus talked about sending messengers to his people and them killing them and persecuting them and hurting them. And the Bible said, as he described the story, he said, so the Father said, I will send them my son. They'll respect him. What does that mean? They'll value him. They'll treat him with respect. But when he sent him, they didn't. They said, this is the heir. Let's kill him. And they killed him and threw him out. That's why the world is heading for judgment. Come on, are you listening? Because the Father gave and sent the most precious thing He has, the most expensive thing He has to get us. And if you spit on that, you deserve to be lost. Come on, are you with me? If you reject that, if you treat that with disdain and contempt, if you blaspheme that blood, you will be lost. And there is no hope for you. I know people say, what about all these other religions? God's going to handle it. Yes. Is that right? But you and I have to make up our mind, do we believe this book or not? Do we believe this word or not? I've made up my mind. Have you made up your mind? The blood of the Lamb is to me most precious. Precious beyond words. I'd have to talk in tongues and I still couldn't describe it. Is that right? The blood of the Lamb is the blood of the precious, spotless, without blemish. In Him was no sin. Hallelujah. In Him was no imperfection, no blemish, no blot, no stain, none, none, none. And that blood, He freely gave His own blood, and the Father freely gave Him because to Him, you and I are worth the same. We were and are worth giving that to obtain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.